It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The man who's run Afghanistan for more than a decade now is meeting his most vital ally for talks about the future. President Hamid Karzai is in Washington this week. He's meeting President Obama and other senior officials. And they're discussing U.S. involvement in Afghanistan after the bulk of American and NATO forces leave at the end of 2014. One vital issue here is how many American troops will remain after that date. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
Presidents Obama and Karzai have met several times in the past and not always on the best of terms. Regardless of the tone of this meeting, it comes at a critical time, says Andrew Wilder, director of the Afghanistan-Pakistan programs at the U.S. Institute of Peace.
It's very significant. Sometimes you have presidents meet once it comes time to sign an agreement, but this one actually comes at a time when some very important agreements and policies are being negotiated and are very much in flux, and in particular, the bilateral security agreement.
That agreement will authorize the size of a residual U.S. force in Afghanistan post-2014. At the moment, estimates vary from 9 to 15,000 troops for counterterrorism operations and training Afghan forces. Karzai claims he wants a prolonged U.S. security presence, but at the same time has been increasingly critical of the actions of American troops in Afghanistan. Wilder, who just returned from a visit to Kabul, says many of Afghanistan's elite are worried about what Karzai may say or do in Washington.
And that whole dynamic within Afghanistan is generating concerns that a meeting that doesn't go well could lead to a decision to bring home the remaining U.S. troops more quickly than I think most Afghans would feel comfortable about, because they're worried that would be politically destabilizing.
President Obama, facing a war-weary public and domestic budgetary pressure, is expected to soon announce how many of the 66,000 troops now in Afghanistan will withdraw by the end of this year. Tom Lynch, a South Asia specialist at the National Defense University, says Mr. Obama, along with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, will likely be looking for some commitments during their meetings with President Karzai.
That Karzai himself is committed to continuing to improve governance in his country, that he's committed to staying the course in terms of many of the human rights advances, the education advances, the quality of life advances.
And that Karzai stay out of Afghanistan's 2014 presidential election. There are some concerns that Karzai may try to extend his term, even though he's constitutionally barred from doing so, or try to install one of his family or inner circle in the presidential palace. Lynch says Karzai will need to convince the administration that he will not waver on any of his commitments.
It's very important that Karzai come here, make a case that America is still a friend, make a case that, you know, despite some of the things that have gone on that have been frustrating for Afghans, that there's a need to continue this relationship.
Especially as Karzai will be bringing a shopping list with him. He's looking for drones, helicopters, and other military hardware. Anthony Cordesman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it's unlikely Karzai will get all that he wants. And Cordesman says a lot could change between now and the end of 2014.
Trying to predict where we're going to be 2 years in the future is something we simply can't do, and we can't make promises, and frankly, we can't make them, but neither can President Karzai, particularly since he isn't going to be in office when we complete this transition.
President Karzai is due to give a speech on Friday after several days of meetings with administration officials, including President Obama. The speech may be an opportunity to gauge how talks fared between the two leaders. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.